Yeah, I think they could hear us now. What the fuck is a Bixby? Yo, phones are too smart now and too fedzy. Yeah, I think they could hear us now. Yeah, we lit, we lit. So, yeah, once again, new episode of Quality Time TV. Shit-a-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's your, well, like Deem said, if you don't know, we know you don't know. It's your boy Lord, aka Chocolate Thunder, aka. My ankles is ashy, aka the Dark Knight, aka ID Strong, you see me? But and we got, you already know the guy on the other end of the things. Introduce yourself.
Yes, you really don't know who it is. I had a big money, did a big tune in there, and Yo, you know how the Jamaicans love doing it, right? But yo, it's DJ Demon in the building, Quality Time TV show. We in here. We got a lot of good topics for y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Wednesday night. We know we usually hear on Mondays, but you know, Instagram gave us a little bit of issues on Monday, but it's all good. You know,
Facts that.
that's what we talking about today. We talking about Instagram. We talking about social media. We talking about all that. We got the talk for y'all, so we want to know y'all thoughts and opinions. Let's see who's in
Word.
here. Yo,
Thank
A
you for
Earthquake, thank you for tuning
tuning
in.
in.
Shaz, thank you for tuning in. Red Moon Chan, Miss CC Baby, all about farm. Pam Art, if I said your
Hey,
name wrong, I'm sorry.
it's
I
okay.
apologize.
Don't butcher it. Don't butcher it, Brody. It's all right. But
Word.
we here, we here, we here. All right, so let's get into it. Now, I don't know. Well, probably they did, but if you haven't, and if you don't know who Russ is, he's a technically independent artist, but there's been some, you know, talks about how the man lied about how he got on, how he got actually like chicken from his dad on some Trump shit. That's how I go. But I fuck with Russ, you feel me? He's self-made and he's showing the right way to do this. Over, I believe it was last weekend or the week before, he made some controversial comments where he said, he doesn't understand how there's some people on IG with millions of followers, but they don't got millions of dollars in their bank account. And he like, if you don't, something's wrong with you because your net worth shouldn't mirror your followers as far as like you being able to utilize that to make money off it. So let's hop into the video real quick so y'all can
Yeah,
see for
let's play
yourself.
that real quick.
If you have more followers than you do money, you need to reevaluate your life. Because why are you not capitalizing on that following? And why are you putting so much energy into getting more followers than you are into yielding it into some sort of monetary gain? Y'all are so fascinated with money and shit, but you got more followers than money. How you figure that? How y'all living so fucking backwards like that? Like, some of y'all be having millions and millions and millions of followers, but be broke. Like, huh? Huh? Like, what are y'all doing? I said what the fuck I said. If you have more followers than you do money, you need to reevaluate your life. Because why are you not capitalizing?
Amount of followers you have on Instagram, should that equal to how much money you have in the bank? Let us know in the chat, man. But Lord, what you think about that? What do you think about his comments? Is he speaking facts or he's speaking fiction?
Honestly, I know some people gonna be mad at me, but I agree with that man wholeheartedly, honestly and truly, because you like who said it? A bunch of people said it. I believe Jay said it too. Like, you put me anywhere on God's green earth, I
And I
trip my
trip on my
worth.
worth,
You
yeah.
hear what I'm saying? He not saying like he miraculously gonna make money. He's saying he's gonna use the talents that he got to make the best of his situation, no matter where he's at. You feel me? And especially nowadays with social media, like you got a large following and there's dead ass like no excuse for you. You feel me? Like you should be able to utilize that and turn that into money or some kind of lucrative opportunities for you or the people that you mess with. You feel me? So if you got a million followers, but you can't make $50,000 off of them, you're living wrong. You feel me? Like, and are they really followers? Like, well, I guess they are just followers. They're not your fans, but I guess you got to figure out how to turn followers into fans in order to make money out of it. And you don't got to be an artist to do that shit. You could be the nicest real estate agent. You feel me? But you got niggas signing up to your real estate class, so you getting chicken from real estate and you getting bread from teaching other niggas how to make money. You feel me?
Yeah,
Like,
I
so
think it
why
goes
you
to
use it?
I think it goes to networking though, is what it
Right.
is what you're saying. But in the chat, A Earthquake said is This dude is mad judgmental. R. Dowling says facts. King African Mag, what's good, bro? Thanks for tuning in. Miss CC Baby says facts. Shy says, I agree to a certain extent. A. Earthquake says, I agree with him too, but there's a less judgmental way of saying it. Rather than trying to hurt people for what they're doing, encourage them to do things differently. Some people need to be educated.
Right. Honestly and truly, that's a big thing that I struggle with too, because a large part of me be like, nah, son, if I'm 27 and I get it, like, you don't got no excuse, you feel me? But then I also got to remember, like, yo, not everybody picks things up at the same speed as others, you feel me? So you got to know to be gentle. Yeah, just be gentle with each other, like, because some people, they just, they're not built to process shit fast. Like Caribbean restaurant workers, you feel what I'm saying? You go into a yard restaurant, you're gonna come out with an attitude because they're moving slow as fuck.
Yo, but if they don't give you an attitude when you walk in, the food don't taste good, right?
Big facts. So you better wait. That, yo, I'm not mean. Somebody need to talk to my girl about that. She be, let me not say that. She be complaining and shit when a nigga trying to cook, and I'm like, yeah, it's gonna take me long because I'm taking my time, but when you eat it, you ready to fucking hop right in the bed. You feel me? So, like, what's the complaints for? But, yeah, I suck, girl. Bring Mondays to Wednesdays. Hey, yo, hey, Mac, that's what I'm talking about. You know, nigga, we take over whenever we fit.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it, 100%. But I get it. I'm going to play devil's advocate here. I get it. Sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it. However, on the same spectrum, sometimes people need to hear things straight up and stop sugarcoating stuff. Because look how many of these Instagram influencers we have that are really broke. And it happens, even artists, we could talk about artists. Look at Kodak having to, I think he put a loan out on his house just to get money, $500K for not rehab. What am I talking about? I done said rehab just now to get bail money, you know? So my thing, Shy says, my thing is, how do we know these people don't hold the mill? And you need to shut up, Lord. Damn, son. Damn, she coming at your neck.
I could do but laugh. You feel me? I did that later. Wink. Nah,
but look at King Africa Mac. He says followers are not equal net worth. Take it from me. I think you need to take your followers and turn it into a network. Right. I think that's what the issue is, because I say all the time, if 10,000 followers on Instagram is worth way more than $10,000 in real life. It's all a matter of how you use it. With 10,000 people following you, yeah, you could do that whole ad thing. You could have companies come to you and do ads, or you could take your followers and actually create a movement from it. You could actually use it. You have customers that are coming to you. See how many people come to your page every day? Those are customers. Do something with that. Get creative. That's my whole take on it. I think people are just taking it and being lazy.
Honestly, from the comments, I could tell the issue with him more is how he said it. You feel me? It's not even what he was saying. It seemed like everybody agreed, because even Shah just said, how that man know they aren't trying. You feel me? And they could be trying to make bread off the shit, like, and just don't know how. And he could have said it differently. Like, there's ways that we could teach each other on how to create a network from our following and actually, like, profit off of it. You feel me? He could have said it like that, but he was more like, nah, y'all niggas is fucking bugging. Like, look at me. I ain't nobody, and I came out of nowhere, and I did it. Why can't
you? Shaw says he's too aggressive, but Rambun Chan says, true. Just because people don't advertise, it doesn't mean they're not making bank. Rhonda Rocks, what's going on? Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, true. And I mean, it's not even at the point of money that they talking about, it's not even a matter of advertising it. Like, if you got that type of chicken, like, niggas is gonna know. The only people that really be keeping their name out of, like, Forbes and, like, is, like, the international bank of niggas that got billions of, and they don't even want niggas to know they exist, much less how much money they got. You feel me? But
yeah,
these regular niggas be quick to, what? I'm on Forbes list, mom. What you mean? You feel me? Like, niggas be hype. Yo, what's up, Rhonda? Who is he anyway? Damn, Shy. He's actually one of the most successful.
He made it to the Forbes list.
Yeah, he's one of the most successful. Would you call him a hip hop artist?
He's hip hop. Yeah, he actually raps. He actually raps.
Right. So yeah. He's one of the most successful hip hop artists to come out in probably like the past 10 years. You feel me? And off a self made wave. You feel me? But like
I Africa, said, Russ said it. My bad. Russ said it.
Yeah.
Africa.
Oh yeah, Russ said it. And like some people say, his dad gave him money. That's how he got in the game. But Regardless,
hold on,
like,
because people are a little bit confused. So we talking about
hold
Russ?
on,
Yo,
hold on.
let's pull that clip up one more
You wanna
time. This
play
is
it? Yeah,
yeah. Let's
you
run
wanna
it back
play
real
it
quick.
for
If you have more followers than you do money, you need to reevaluate your life. I said what the fuck I said. If you have more followers than you do money, you need to reevaluate your life. Because why are you not capitalizing on that following? And why are you putting so much energy into getting more followers than you are into yielding it into some sort of monetary gain? Y'all are so fascinated with money and shit, but you got more followers than money. How you figure that? How y'all living so fucking backwards like that? Like, some of y'all be having millions and millions and millions of followers, but be broke. Like, huh? Huh? Like, what are y'all doing?
He was talking about that, but Earthquake said he's assuming a lot. But then when he says that it's backwards, it actually just made me think that people actually pay for followers. Like, that's how desperate people are in 20. I'm not gonna use the word desperate, but how much people need followers in 2019 that they will pay for followers, but then the people who do have the followers aren't getting paid from it.
Facts. I wouldn't call it desperate, honestly or truly, like, because niggas is just trying to game the system. Just like you're not gonna call a property developer desperate for getting around paying taxes. You feel me? You if you're the president, you're gonna call them smart. So it's not that they're desperate. I get it. It's not that they're desperate. They're just trying to make a way out of nothing. But it doesn't work. Like, fake followers don't equal real people. Like, ask Mace. Y'all
see
Mace, you feel me?
Yo, like, man, he deleted it, says Droid.
He deleted his shit after, but he had like 2 million followers. IG swept the shit. Nigga had like 54. And then had the nerve.
You OD.
It was low as shit, bro. And then he did a show after, and only like 3 people showed up. So it's like, it shows in real life. Like, your fake followers ain't gonna make you money in real life. Africa said, I seen no lie, LOL. My dumb ass had a time I blew a bag for clout and felt dumb as fuck. You probably got the whole clout package, nigga. Package A. Like, he bought the followers, he bought the view, everything. And it didn't work. Is that what you're saying, Africa? Explain that a little further. But I get it, though. I get it. And I get both sides of shit. Russ could have been he could have went a little easier. But you never know. People think about it on his end. Like, people coming at him constantly since the minute he got in the game. Like, oh, you
Russ
didn't
has
really
always
do
been
it.
Hated.
Yeah, you feel me? Always been hated. So he don't got no kind of caution or like or no slow way of telling people shit. Like, he's just gonna be abrupt about it because he doesn't give a fuck. Like, he had to fight through all that adversity himself. And now he made it, so now he's gonna keep it a buck. Like, nah, fuck out of here. Like, y'all niggas is bugging. Look what I did. So I get it. I get his perspective, even though it doesn't fit every situation, but he not wrong.
Yo, King Carter, thanks for tuning in, bro. Thanks for tuning in. Africa said, you just need a business mind, though. Capitalize everywhere. 100%. I think, like I said before, I think it's you got to take the followers and not turn it into net worth, but turn it into a network. Like, we see all the Instagram comedians always come together and do videos together, and then they grow their network. That's what you should be doing. So now you're gaining some of their followers, they're gaining some of yours. But now when you have those followers, you got to be able to turn it into something. There's a lot. I'm not going to drop any names, but there's a lot of Instagram comedians that blew up that are still in the same position that they were before they blew up. And instead of capitalizing off of blowing up by creating something for them, I'm not throwing no shade. I'm just saying this is a pattern. This is a pattern.
Hey,
this is a yo. Let's look at Major Hype. Major Hype has a restaurant right now, right?
Right.
Went out and created a restaurant.
But
because
you know what? Major Hype is Jamaican, so it's different. It's Demi. Now, I don't know what he is. He more than likely Jamaican.
Man, he's every island. You ever heard all his accents?
Facts.
Yo, he does every island perfect. But King African Max says, I never bought followers, though, but I did invest in marketing. Yeah, there you go. You got to pay. And what's the reason that these businesses are spending money in marketing to gain followers? Like, that's the backwards part to me, is that people aren't making money off the followers. But we have companies out here spending thousands and thousands of dollars in marketing to get followers on their social media for social proof. Let's not forget about that word, social proof. Super crucial, super important. And that's what they're paying for. That's what the followers give you, social proof. That's why we're addicted to it. We want to see what other people are doing. If somebody has 10,000 followers or a million followers, we look at them as a credible source, somebody that we can trust. That's what it's all about. People are paying for that.
That shit is crazy, bro. And I mean, it's part of the system. You're not going to get rid of it. That's just the way shit is now. But I feel like it's set up that way for it. IG is not set up to make people money. You feel me? It's set up to make people famous and like give niggas an out and distract niggas.
But
like,
so Instagram's the only place, the only people that can make money off Instagram? It's a business to business company.
No. What I'm saying is it's set up. When I say for you, I mean the average person. Like, nobody's out, just like cryptos are set up to for the average person to make money, but niggas hold it back because of that reason. Like, niggas ain't just gonna give us this tool and then let us do whatever we want with it, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know.
Yo, Taylor, what's going on, bro? Thanks for tuning in. King African Max says, I was grinding and getting the audience, so I did what I had to do and get seen by World Star and shit. Taylor, yeah, we only on tonight because we had some technical difficulties with Instagram on Monday. And, you know, we ain't forget about y'all. We do this for y'all every week, Monday, 9 p.m. And we also Sunday, make sure y'all come out. Quality time, website release party, and networking event. That's 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., 505 8th Avenue, New York, New York.
8th Street.
8th Street.
You would have sent them niggas to the west side. And, yo, nah, definitely pull up, though. Sunday, 3 to 7. It's going to be lit. We're going to have vendors. We're going to have people there pitching. We're going to have everything. You feel me? Pull up in network.
And it's free. Yo, we out here talking about business right now. Business is going to be coming out. We're expecting a lot of people to come out. Make sure it's your business cards. Let's get ready to work, man. Let's work together. Let's grow. Let's grow.
And the boy Chief Chef Biggs is going to be catering that bitch too. So make sure you pull up early. Because it's first come, first serve. Y'all ain't getting the plate. Don't come looking
at me. Yo, we eating all day.
You feel me? Real shit. Don't come look at me if you don't get a plate, though. Pull up.
Yo, Iron Lion Zion was good, bro. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in, man. What else is going on in here? Taylor Eldrazz, did you hit World Star? They hit you up, Africa. King ever said, but then I started being lazy and realized if you not doing one, you losing out on the other.
Always, bro. Life goes on, my nigga. One thing niggas gotta remember, life is not gonna stop for you, bro. That's why having a team is the best thing, honestly and truly, because say you fucked up that day, your team got your back. You feel me?
Yeah. 100%, man. And you know, like with all of this, it all goes back to numbers. Like, it's all a numbers game. If you have a lot of followers, you should be able to do something with it. Not saying to make money from it. You should be able to do something with it. But I want to get into this next topic of Instagram stopping likes. Instagram is now doing this thing where they're talking about they're going to stop likes, and they already tested it out in Canada, I believe it was.
Yeah, I think it was Canada.
Yeah. We got it. You got the clip of that, right?
Yeah. Go ahead and pull it up.
Yeah, let's pull that up real quick.
To Instagram, and you may not like it. Facebook, which owns the popular photo sharing app, confirmed this week at its F8 Developers Conference that it's rolling out a new feature which will hide the like counts on photos and videos.
The owner can see how many people liked a photo, but only if they ask. We want people to worry a little bit less about how many likes they're getting on Instagram and spend a bit more time connecting with the people that they care about.
As part of the new design IG is testing, user follower counts will also be less prominent.
I think it's a weird idea. I don't understand why they would do that.
While the platform maintains it wants to focus more on content, some believe the move is in response to a number of studies that link Instagram to mental health.
You're hearing a lot about people being impacted by how many likes they're getting on their Instagram account. They're getting depressed about it. They're feeling down about it. They're deleting their pictures if they didn't get enough likes.
It really does just boost your ego at the end of the day. So it's like, I feel like people with more likes feel better than people who don't have a lot of likes.
The idea has so far gotten mixed reviews. A bulk of the pushback coming from influencers, where likes mean big bucks, but experts say the industry will likely adapt.
And we might be surprised. Maybe they'll use it even more without this stigma of likes.
I mean, I think it's better because some people usually like want to have more likes than you, but like now they can't know that you do or not.
The new feature will launch later this week in Canada. Now, this is just a test to see how users will respond. It is unclear if and when the feature will be rolled out across the platform. So until then, like away. No, seriously, I really need you to like this right now because I'm actually competing with my last post and trying to break that record. Oh, there you go. Thank you. In the Pix11 Social Media Center, I'm Angie Ramos, Pix11 News.
So, I mean, as y'all can see, they trying to stop this like feature. I don't know. What y'all think about it? Let us know in the chat. But
Playlist Starbucks says they don't want to pay people. They trying to correct their mistake.
Stupid. In the chat, Iron Lines, I'm going to go back a little bit. He said, it's the same as television. If nobody watching you or paying attention to you, what you doing don't matter. Big fact. King Africa Max says, so now that's why I have more of a cult following. El Jazz. Nah, they hit him. El Jazz. He said, World Star hit him. Actually, they hit me up. They ain't hit me up till like the third time they took my video. I copy.
On it.
Facts. King Africa Max said, to be completely honest, in 2010, 2011 in college, I had a video on there. Oh, yeah, he definitely did. Playlist Starballer said they didn't mean to create a new revenue for urban people. Facts. King Africa Max said, and I have a video on Vlad TV. Stay woke. Word. Yo, remember when Vlad fake tried to come at niggas because we was telling the truth?
Yeah, we kind of had beef with Vlad for like 2.5 seconds.
Okay, so sound back. Yo.
Yeah, right. We good. Yeah. We good.
Damn, the white man just don't want y'all to shine.
Yo, Instagram heard us talking smack about them. They was like, "Word."
But basically, I said it already. But what y'all think? What y'all think about them stopping this like feature? Because
I think you know with stopping the likes, it and now I think it's gonna be a mistake for Instagram, to be honest. Because people feed off of that. People feed off of the likes. They feed off of the numbers. It's become an addiction. Now they just opened up a gap for another app to come out and do that same exact thing. And let's be real.
I close my window because New York don't know how to be quiet. Yo, you heard that shit just now? Jesus Christ.
But, you know, you open up a gap now for another platform to come out. People gonna go back to Facebook. What's happening over here, Rhonda? Yo, by the way, if y'all in the city tonight, Rhonda, you spending tonight in the city, or everybody go pull up over there. A Earthquake says, I like the idea of not showing followers our likes. At that point, it's truly about your content and what you posting about, your message and what
you really doing in the
world. It's hard to read like on this new thing.
Look at it like this, Earthquake. Imagine how many like strippers is gonna fucking kill themselves. Like they went to DR for them bodies, bro. They're not gonna fucking
yo.
Like, when they not getting likes, then it's gonna be like, all right, I done seen this bitch shake her ass a million times. I want to see something that actually has substance. You feel me? So like, then what? Like they just spend all that money for what? Like, nah, you gotta. We can't just throw it off completely. I think it gotta be like by choice because some people should be able to turn it off, and some people who really get that high off likes, keep it. Let them keep it. Fuck it.
El Jazz says, I'll just buy the power into views and engaging content. Rhonda says, for some that need social media, I'm an outside person, so if social media shut down, I'll be fine.
And it's
true, but the way how we're heading in the world, everybody's relying on it so much. Even big businesses relying on social media. You know, so what are they going to do after that? It is going to go back to the content. But people need those numbers. We've needed metrics as human beings since day one. We've always needed metrics. And that's what those numbers are. They create social proof. And as human beings, we run off of social proof. If we walking down the block and 1,000 people are running in the opposite direction, you don't know what's going on. But what you going to do? You're going to run with them in the opposite direction. It's just what we do. Mm-hmm. So
it's not many leaders out there.
It's not. But how many people are actually going to run towards where everybody's running from?
Honestly, cops.
What? I'm not even going to go there. Yo, bro.
Nick, love the cool kid. Thanks for tuning in. That's the homie. Yo, definitely check out every blood clot thing. What should I see me? But A Earthquake said, what's the point? People out here buying fake views, likes, and followers. PCG Jamrock, thank you for tuning in, Brody. Playlist said, do y'all remember they almost had a riot when they shut down Backpage? Word?
Word.
niggas need they prosties, bro. When they shut down Backpage.
When they shut down Silk Road, man.
Oh, Jesus, bro. Nah, niggas don't even know about Silk Road. Yeah. What you think gonna happen if they do this to IG? Facts. I think views will be the new metric. Kid Carter, maybe they want to avoid future lawsuits. Never thought about that. Africa Max said, I try to tackle any app that comes out that I find interesting. Mama, see? Thank you for tuning in. Just like that Triller and all that other shit that all the youths is on now.
That's what's going to happen. I think Instagram is, what they should have done is opened up another app or another creation or something. But you can't take away, because they're going to end up like Vine. They're going to end up like Snapchat. Triller, TikTok, they're going to come out and they're going to add the features that Instagram has in some other way. And then people are going to go over to it. Let's not forget, Vine was popping, bruh. Vine was it back in 2009, 2010. If you wasn't on Vine, you wasn't nothing. Like, you was trash. And now Vine is, I don't even know what Vine is anymore. Like,
honestly and truly, I don't see Facebook giving up nothing, you feel me? And for those who don't know, Facebook owns Instagram now. Mm-hmm. So I don't see Facebook giving up that. You feel me? I don't see. Look at what they did to Snap. They literally stole everything from Snapchat and said, fuck you, and left it in the dust. Now nobody, only thing Snapchat is used for is premium and dick pics. I guess. Like, nobody uses Snapchat anymore. So like, I don't see IG giving it up like that. They probably, you see how they rolled it out in Canada, eh? Like, where everybody already friendly and shit. They don't care about likes.
Yo, they could have tested in New York. They could have tested that sister in New York. They're
burning the city down next day. Where my likes at, boy? What you mean?
Oh, what's going on over here, man? I see it's jumping over here. Nikki says, I think Insta won up the other social medias with IGTV. Taylor Elgi says, Vine didn't make a way to pay their creators, though. Africa says, that's why we got to make money on the low and keep pushing before these apps die. You 100% right. Quality time. Oh, man. Yo, remember Sunday, this Sunday, 3 to 7 p.m. I sound like I'm on the radio. 3 to 7 p.m. Quality time. New York City. Come out. We having a little event. Big event, actually. Let me change my words. Facts.
Right. Yo, don't forget, pull up first thing because the food I got. Is in it.
Yes, no, yes. But chat. Going back to the metrics thing, the likes are metrics for the regular consumer.
Right.
We look at that. We look at it and we go, okay, this post has 1,000, 10,000 views. There's a reason why. And now I'm going to watch the content.
Mm-hmm. And study that shit, and then you're going to make more and more and more until you try to go viral. But even in going viral, I feel like this goes back to the Russ thing because, I don't know, like, people deadass do this shit for likes, like, nothing else. Like, or a lot of them for likes, nothing else. Like, why would that be your main goal? I always wonder, even in using IG, like, I always found it weird that people would take a million pictures of themselves. Like, maybe in the same pose, maybe doing the same shit with different clothes on, but they're doing it and they're posting. I find that shit weird because it's like, nigga, ain't IG, it wasn't the purpose of this shit to like post up some shit people never seen before.
It was really, it was supposed to be just like to share photos. Like, it was, that's all it really was. Cause there wasn't, when it came out, there was no other social media. There was no other social media for just sharing photos.
I feel you. Is it, I don't know. It's weird to be just thinking about it. Like, this shit is so powerful. Like, we could really use social media to change the world, but niggas be using it for baby shark. Do. You feel what I'm saying? Like what are we doing? But hey, that's how I go. Let me see. Nick in the chat. Playlist Starballer said, Nick said, I use Snapchat. Playlist said, honestly, anybody that gets big, Facebook just gonna buy them because on the federal funding, aka Fed's book, facts, Fed's book, watch what you're talking. But Nick said, Nick Love the Cool Kid said, gang gonna be there. Heard you, pull up. Hey, well, no, she doesn't mean gang like that, by the way. Don't be afraid to come through. Sorry for the pull up.
I don't want to come anymore.
Right. Come anymore. Feel me? Red Moon Chan said, they would have been stomped out with a Timberland if they did that shit at NY. Facts.
Yep.
CC says she gonna be turned up. King Africa Max says, easy to go very viral. Honestly, that's the crazy part. It's just about keep up that momentum that gets people.
Yep. If
you want to give it up and live free. Fact, because once you do go viral and you got the eyes, the next step is what's going to continue.
Yeah.
Or keep you going.
And that's with anything. That's beyond social media. That goes to music too. It's the reason. Yeah, it's the reason why we have one-hit wonders. You know? Facts. These guys come out with a song and shoot all the way up to the top, and then they plateau, and then they come right back down because they couldn't follow up with it. You slingshot.
That shit is whack. That shit is whack, man.
It is whack, but it's reality too. What goes up, the faster you go up, the faster you come down. Everything has to come down.
That's the part they be forgetting. I really hope niggas pay attention to that J. Cole verse when he was dissing Lil Pump on the end of his album, on the end of K.O.D.,
when he like,
a couple more years, they gonna be too old to listen to what you got, and then your shit gonna fizzle out, basically. Like, it's real shit. And
C-Papa, thanks for tuning in, bro.
Facts. At the end of the day, you're definitely catering to the audience at the time, but you gotta be able to adjust, you feel me? Because like I said earlier, life goes on.
Yeah, it's King African Max says, I got followers that follow me since they was 12 to 18, now they 17 to 22. Bro, how does that feel? Like, how does that feel? Man, I could just imagine. Yo, by the way, speaking of followers and everything, don't be afraid to share this video, this live video. There's a little arrow on the lower right-hand corner on the bottom of your screen. Hit that and send it to the first 5 people that show up. We will appreciate it. We're trying to grow quality time over here so we can get more content for y'all. Just share this video, please, and thank you. King Africa Max says, niggas in college asking me for advice and dorm attire. So it's all love, but I got comfortable and had to take time to reevaluate the battlefield. Ooh. Wow.
Yo, thank you for everybody on Twitch that's tuned in too, by the way. We need to show love everywhere.
Oh, word. Yo, don't be afraid to talk to us on Twitch. We watching y'all. Facts. We definitely watching y'all.
And on YouTube too. Y'all the shit. But in the chat, L Jazz says, I just went viral on Rap Archives. My reverse racism video touched 650,000.
Sheesh. Good work, bro. Good work.
Facts. Big facts. Ella Jazz.
Good work.
Ella Jazz always working, son. That is the hardest working young nigga in the industry.
Right. Yo, make sure y'all go follow Taylor Ella Jazz, man, if you're not already. And make sure y'all tune in his show every Tuesday at 9:15 p.m. Hip Hop Rookie of the Year, man. But 100%. It goes to what do you do after that, though? I think that's the issue, and I think that's what's gonna happen when people the stopping light thing does happen. Who's gonna care about these posts? Who's really gonna care about it to even like go viral? Because things go viral once again because of social proof. I see 650,000. I look at it and say, damn, I got to watch that. There's probably a reason why it says 650,000. There's something in it that I need.
True. Big facts. It's weird. It's like the herd mentality, but that's how it works. hey, man. I want them to do a test rollout and see how that shit works, at least. You feel me?
I'm excited to see. It's going to be endgame, bro.
Facts.
It's going to be endgame.
Shout out Lurks, by the way. My mans is dead ass still on the top. CC, I thought you was taking your throne back. Lurks is still out here on Twitch. And by the way, speaking of Twitch, you want to get into these top rewards, members?
Oh, I ain't updated.
Hey, it's all right. Don't worry. Bye. Do a shout out. First, we had Lurks. Lurks was at 380. Second, we had CC. CC was out here at 370. CC is definitely the shit. Thank you. And L Jazz was at 290. So definitely get your tokens up. Tune in on Twitch. You feel me? TT.
Yes. But Sunday, wait. Hold on. After Sunday.
It gets better.
After Sunday. Let's update y'all. Yo, after Sunday. The website, Quality Time Network, will be released, but it is an invite only. So we are going to be picking just a few of you guys to be hopping on our website to be testing it out and enjoying the new Quality Time Network platform where you get rewarded for your attention. We are the only network out here rewarding y'all for y'all attention. Y'all attention matters. It's important to us. Forget the likes. We don't care about that. We just want y'all attention. We just want some quality time with y'all, man. That's all I'm saying.
Ooh, time well spent.
Yes.
That shit could go on the radio. Tell me we can't get paid for that. That was a plug. Nah, in the chat, LJS says, I appreciate that, y'all. Africa said, that shit is powerful, like Law says. Sometimes I be thinking like that. It makes you fall back hard. Niggas call me dad. Like, literally.
Wow.
Not at all. That's crazy. Miss Cece Baby said, chill. King Africa said, but facts. Congrats, LJS. Mac, what he said? Mac World gonna invade that scene soon. Miss Cece said, he's not that far ahead, tuh. What? He not that far ahead. What? King Africa said, you ain't seen me on hot yet. Pause. I gotta get back on fire. Oh, respect. Nah, I heard you, bro. Start cooking with grease, bro. We here for it.
Yo.
Playlist said, if I don't get an invite, I'm shutting shit down.
Yo. Bro, you got an invite. You got an invite.
You got a gun. That's you what got. I'm joking.
Yo, we're gonna be hitting y'all up on Instagram and emails. Y'all can actually go to the website, qualitytimenetwork.com, and there's like a little part right there. You can send us your email address and you'll actually get an invite code. It is a slow release because we are trying to make sure that we can grow perfectly for each and every one of y'all and get everybody's feedback. We listening to y'all. So we definitely got you, Playlist Starballer, man. Yo, appreciate the support too, man. Make sure y'all go follow him too. Shoot.
Facts.
Dude out here working. Work. So yo, how about this, man? We talking about all this getting going viral, all of this stuff, man. I'm not even gonna talk about the next topic. Let's just hop right into the video. Let's just show them the video. Yo, so that's actually my nephew, right?
I knew this nigga was a little too light skinned.
He looked like me, right? He looked like, let me see if I can hit it. Can I hit it? Can hit the wall. I'm getting old, son. I can't even do these new dances and whatnot. But yo, let's get into it, man. I want to start at the beginning of viral dances. Shout out Soulja Boy, man, because Soulja Boy, I think Soulja Boy was the original.
Hold on, sound is off.
Oh yeah. Hold on, yeah. I'm gonna set y'all up right now.
One minute. You said one.
Yep. We back. Yo. So, yo, Playlist Starballer says Slim Jesus, little brother. That's my cousin, man. That's my cousin.
Hilarious, Slim Jesus.
Yo, I forgot about Slim Jesus, man. I gotta add him to the playlist. Hold on, let me write that down.
Yo, speaking of, what happened to the long neck and the wide neck niggas?
Wide neck went back to jail.
Word?
Yeah, he back in jail. Slim for neck what? Is still doing his stuff. I think he violated probation or something. He didn't like do something crazy. But like he went back. Let's see. King African Max said, the worst thing about this, no offense, is that my daughter generation gonna grow up thinking little white kids are the best dancers. You right? And I was just saying, when there was no sound, like honestly, Soulja Boy was the original creator of viral dances. Like, if we really want to talk about it.
Yeah. Word, the Superman shit.
That was the first viral dance.
Oh yeah, true. That was the first. It had to be the first because wasn't no fucking internet like that.
Yeah, there's nothing before that. But you know, fast forwarding now, it's like we got all these dances, all of them are dropping, but then we have the other problems where like Fortnite is still in people's dances, and you know, just has it gone too far? Like, is this where the future of dance is heading? Like creating these movements, creating these dances that I can't do because I'm old now.
Fortnite got lift up, B. They love teething niggas shit and not paying them. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. They stole hella dances. They stole Millie Rock too, right?
They stole everything. They're still stealing shit. Like,
That's crazy. King African Max, I would say Macarena.
Stupid. not my shit, the real shit. Yo, Africa gotta get on this and show niggas.
Yeah, you got to show us your dance. Yo, didn't one of your dances get stolen?
Like the whoa before.
Yeah.
I swear he did some shit like that before.
I think Africa, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't one of your dances get stolen too? Let me know. But let me know what y'all think too in the chat. Has this dancing stuff gone too far on IG?
Honestly, I don't think it's gone far enough because first they don't understand it, right? Then they peep game and they try to imitate it. Then they bring it to the world and then we show the world how it's done. So I guess this is just like the way the shit works. It's crazy, like the amount of black kids out here that should have contracts with these niggas to make viral dances is
ridiculous. Mm.
But y'all go straight to the white kid. Where you think he learned that, bro? Where you think he learned all that movement? He damn sure wasn't born with it. Like, you feel me? Maybe it's Maybelline, my nigga. You feel me? Like,
yo, that kid is getting paid six digits to do these dances.
Exactly. And you know, look at Ayo, Tayo, fucking the twins. Fuck.
Talking about the ones that dance with Beyonce now?
Nah, not the
Less twins?
Not the Less twins. I'm talking about these other twins that I be posting on IG.
But oh, yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yeah, you feel me?
Oh, like, Africa cleared it up. He said, all my shit gets stolen. Yeah, 6ix9ine stole. It was 6ix9ine. Yeah, 6ix9ine stole his dance, and his ex-lawyer still follows him. The dude from Love and Hip Hop.
Yo, Loopy, what up?
Yeah, word, what up, bro? Playlist Store Wallace says Harlem Shake went viral without the internet, and people still do it worldwide.
Facts, facts, facts. That was the first viral dance, if anything. The Harlem Shake, bro. Or the fucking Willy Bounce, nigga. Doing that.
Nah, Willy Bounce was internet time. Was it internet?
Facts.
Harlem Shake. Harlem Shake was still 106 in Park days.
Harlem Shake was fucking P. Diddy. Call me Diddy. I run this city. Yeah, like, that's Harlem Shake. Facts. With AJ and Free and shit.
Yeah, that was then. And then the heel and toe. Can we say the heel and toe went viral? Heel,
facts.
But
facts.
Yeah.
Yo, how was shit going viral back then? Now that I'm thinking about it, it's like how? Like, niggas really was doing that shit. It had to be.
Isn't that funny that it like sometimes it's hard for us to think about things pre-internet? Like, how did we get information? How did information spread? Yo. Like,
I'm you remember? I was ignorant. I was ignorant. Yo, fuck, had to be because I don't know where I was getting it.
Yo, Bogle, yes.
Bogle. Butterfly, Bogle, facts.
Africa says, nah, think about it. The Macarena by Los Del Rio was the first viral dance.
True, the Macarena.
Oh, man, I feel music videos. Yeah, it's true. Music videos definitely a part of it. You know, we had the 106 in Park. We had Rap City. We had all of that stuff in TRL. Remember TRL used to play a video for 15 seconds on the TV? That joint used to piss me off.
And then 2 hours of a nigga trying to say the right words correctly to win money. Like, do you know this full Eminem song? Like, nigga, are you saying play a song, B?
They played that joint. They played the hook for 15 seconds and then came back. King Africa, Matt, let's see. Play the Starballer says, nah, nope.
What y'all got high?
I was supposed to clean my room, but then I got high.
First viral song.
That was MySpace days. Oh, Electric Slide. Yes.
Okay. What about, nah, Electric Slide is taking it.
Electric Slide was like 70s probably. I don't even know. I'm lying. Right. Let me fact check that for y'all.
They had a dance for Yup in my white tee.
That was internet. That was during the internet era. 1982.
Yo,
1982. That was 1982.
The Diamond Edition, thank you for tuning in. Early 80s. Toll Money 1200, thank you for tuning in too. Please come back every week. Sorry if I sounded a little dead. Them on them, I is me. Vape pens. I am all for vape pens now. I'm not going to hold you.
I don't even know who this guy is anymore.
Hey, man. Hey, man, these things have changed my life.
Yo, so King African Mac says, great point right there. Viral is just a new word for famous. And you know, even watching this kid, by the way, I'm going to do a drop. Yo, Sunday, 3 to 7 p.m., New York City. We at 505 8th Street in the city. Website release. Networking Taylor event. Public House. Taylor Public House, New York. Pull up. It's going to be crazy. If you got a business, this is the place you want to be. We all out here working, man. Let's make it happen. New York. Yeah.
I feel like you got a dab at the end of that shit or something. Like,
oh, yeah, you remember the dab too? Right. But famous, like you use the terminology, viral is the new word for famous. Famous dances, you know. I kind of lost my thought just now, but all good. So, you know, we got famous dances. We got this kid that comes out and he's doing all this stuff, getting paid six digits for this stuff. But then we have Fortnite stealing other people's dances. Like, how can we protect ourselves? Like, can we stop this? Like, Africa, you even talking about your dance got stolen by 6ix9ine. I remember the dance now. I don't know what it was called, but I actually remember the dance. It was like that joint. But you know, how do we protect it? How do we stop that from happening?
Can you trademark a dance? Like, is that possible? Africa, do you know? Can you trademark or copyright a copyright? Can you trademark a dance?
Because I don't think so.
How you trademark a body movement? Like, nah, you can't twitch your hip that way or you got to pay, nigga. Like, you feel me?
He says you could copyright a dance. He says you could copyright
word?
A dance. Yeah.
That's incredible. So what if I do it like, so you do the electric slide to the right first and I do it to the left first. Is that like copyright? Is that look and feel?
That's a good question, man. That's a good question. I mean, that is 10K incredible. Is 10K cash getting paid off of his dance? You know, that's what I want to know. Cause the whoa is the new hot dance right now.
And I don't even think that's a dance.
It's a dance, bro.
That's a what
you got it? You it's like you saying whoa. Like
I get it, but
yo, I sound mad old.
You feel it's like come here, young buck. It's like
yo, all right, I'm gonna demonstrate the whoa to y'all. Ready? You gotta go like this. You gotta put one hand up, and then you gotta like whoa.
Yeah, dude, he's an old nigga now. Like he just made himself an old nigga. Rhonda, for shame, Rhonda. Boo this man.
Yo, what? Nah. Yo, but if you want to talk about a willy bounce, you want to talk about heel and toe, yo, see me on the dance hall floor. You see me?
Sesame Street, nigga. What you mean? Sesame Street. What man forward? Yo, all of that. Nigga, all of that, nigga.
Yo.
My God.
Oh, man. Frogbuck?
Frogbuck Custer.
Yo, CC said, yo, just like, yep, just like Cardi B trademarked. I can't say that. I'm not even going to attempt to. But
Cardi B, hold on. Just, where's that?
It looks
Cardi B trademark. Oh, hell no.
I can't say
it. He was about to catch me slipping. I was about to try.
Oh,
bro, it sounded like you just strangled a baby bird. Like, nigga, what?
Oh, crap.
Fort, yo, now somebody need to make that a meme, yo, or a gift, something. Oh, nigga, sound like a car crash, nigga. What was that? Like,
I tried, man.
And the electric, hold on, in the chat, Africa said the electric slide is copyrighted. Ronda Rock said, but there is no way to determine who started it. Playlist said they getting sued for every dance move in the game, which they should if they're not going to at least tag the nigga like, yeah, he made it up. Make him famous. Word. Or something.
They making hella bread on Fortnite.
Right. You don't even got to pay him. Just make him famous. Like, give him some kind of clout, something. King Africa Max said, that's not why it's not in the games. CC said, that dance is funny. Africa said, same reason Fortnite can't take that or the Superman that hoe.
Oh.
CC said it's like you driving and turn the wheel mad hard. Stupid. King Africa Max said, Rhonda, it's never about who started it, sadly. It's about who copyrighted it. Facts, ask Mark Zuckerberg. But, oh, nah, don't kick us off IG. I'm sorry. Overlord. But Playlist said, y'all do realize Fortnite getting sued for dance move. People have copyright. Half myself. Miss CC Baby said, I don't need y'all to ever do occur.
Don't worry. I won't. I choked just now trying to say
it. What? Shorty said it's a battle. Who's battling?
I ain't battling nobody. I'm a choke to death. I'm a die. Like, facts. What you think I'm going to say? It's not going to sound right. Somebody going to sue me for trying.
And Lurks is still in here. Thank you. I'm not going to lie. Your name is Lurks, and then his icon is two eyes on like a jungle cat. That is... fuck it.
Africa says, a dance has to have two or four or more steps to be eligible for copyright. Yo, so this is what... Yo, I want everybody in the chat right now. I want y'all to make some money this year. Yo, everybody make a dance with two or four more steps, copyright it, and make some money. I don't care. Whatever the dance is, y'all could just... fall on the floor, copyright it. Get your bread.
You send it to that white kid first and make him do
it. Yeah, send it to him and make it blow up. So we all get this money for 2019. We making money this year. Let's make it happen.
Wait, hold on. He said that's why curtain dances aren't licensed. What the hell is a curtain dance?
Certain dances.
Okay. Yeah. Unique's World. Thanks for tuning in. I thought a curtain dance was like a private dance in a strip club or something. Like, how you copyright that? Like, what kind of shit is that?
Yo, like, I wonder, is the Willy Bounce copyrighted? I want to see official Seth do the Willy Bounce.
Jamaicans don't copyright or trademark shit. Everybody just get on the rhythm.
Could you just imagine? Yo, I'm about to play it again so y'all can see who we talking about, man. If y'all ain't see.
What?
Nobody was outside back then. That was if you listen to disco. Yeah, disco was devil music back then, man.
Nobody was doing the bump. No,
crazy. Could you imagine if you had a time machine and you went back with Act Up by City Girls?
No. First and foremost, why black people don't use time machines? That's not a black feature. which black author or movie writer or playwright has ever made a script? Yo, about going back in time.
Somebody hit up Jordan Peele, man. We need that. So
no, bro. the only way I allow that in my world, the only way I allow that is if the nigga going back there with like 10 other niggas, they all got bulletproof vests and hella guns and like four tanks so they can take shit over. Because, nah. Back in what? Hot Tub Time Machine.
The record label who dropped Willy Bouncer owns Elephant Man Masters, also owns the dates, technically. Damn, son. Oh, come on, Ellie. Wow, why you got to do that, bro? You almost had... Yo, man.
I love Mara. Thank you for tuning in. Oh, we at 59. My God.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. We're going to have to wrap up, though, man. Yo, we're going to close up. Make sure Sunday, I'm going to drop it again. Remember, Quality Time Network is the only network that pays you for your attention. Your attention is very valuable. Make sure nobody takes your attention for granted. Quality Time Network pays the audience. So make sure y'all come out on Sunday. We got a website release party. We're going to be giving out the invites to our website. We also have a networking event. We're looking to work with you guys. I want you guys to work with each other. I want everybody to come in there and just talk. And we got some food, right, bro?
We got the food. We got the food's them. You feel me? My boy, our boy, Chief Chef Biggs, catering the entire event. You feel me? Pull up, first come, first serve. Once the food done, it done. You see me? You're just going to have to buy drinks from the bar. And that's cool, too. You feel me? Support the things. But, yeah, like he said, pull up. We're going to have a bunch of people from a bunch of different environments, a bunch of different fields, specialties, all of that in there. They're all going to be there promoting themselves, promoting their products. And if you have one, you could promote yours too. You feel me? So definitely pull up, show some love. We'll show love back. We're here for you. We're about the community. We're about the people. Sunday is lit.
Yep. Bring your business cards.
Yeah,
bring your business cards, man. I want to see everybody giving out business cards. Not just giving out business cards. Build some relationships. There's going to be a lot of people in the building. There's going to be some names in there. So definitely, definitely make sure y'all bring your cards and build your networks, build your relationships, man. We all got to grow. We growing 2019. We all growing, man. Let's make it happen, boy. Make it happen. Make
this community in and let's take that community.
Dang, we got shut down. Yep.
Yo.
Oh, but we still here.
Lord, and it's my guy.
DJ Deem. You don't know who he is, but now you know.
Right. So I'm going to go ahead and roll this credit screen because we put in a lot of work. See y'all next week.